I'm your host, Hope Flaws. I'm here to inspire you to show up as yourself for yourself. This is a lifestyle podcast where I'm inviting you to embrace your wild moments. Welcome to I'll Keep You Wild. Hello, you sweet, beautiful souls. Welcome back. It's your girl. I'm excited to be here today. I'm in my feels a little bit, but I just want to take this moment right here to thank you for being here. And if you haven't already, please make sure you follow the show. It means so much to me and it allows the show to grow. Today, I am diving into relationship talk. So I am somebody who, after my last relationship, decided that I was the problem. It's me. I'm the problem, and that I was the one that was picking my relationship. So once I figured that out and had that realization that it was actually my fault for choosing the people I was choosing, then that's where the work began. And I want to give a little bit of light, inspiration, and maybe a refresher to some of you that maybe feel like you're struggling in your relationships right now. Number one thing that I'm going to say right out the gate here is you are the most important person in your life. And because you are the most important person in your life, my wish for you is to be the person that you wish someone else would be for you. If you give yourself everything that you wish someone else gave you, when someone comes along, there is not going to be a doubt in your mind if you actually like or love them, because you are so sure with yourself and the love that you've given to yourself. And hold that thought for 1 second, because I am going to get into the self-love piece a little bit. I know I've talked about it before, but we still have it so ass backwards. Our thoughts on what self-worth actually looks like. It's not glamorous. It actually requires a lot of work. And sometimes that work on our self-love can be dark, and it's like frustrating and it's exhausting, it's taxing. But hold that thought for 1 second, because when I'm talking about being the person that you wish someone else was for you, and then gaining the understanding of what it actually looks like to love you and what you actually want your relationships to show up as, when somebody enters your life, you're going to not be riddled with doubt, because you're going to understand what it looks like to actually like and love somebody, because you already recognize that love within yourself. And you're not going to get confused whether you're in love with the idea of somebody. That becomes something that doesn't exist when you take the work to actually love yourself. And when you do this work, and when you are good with you, you are basically somebody who is never going to get manipulated. You become very hard to manipulate when you know who you are, and when you know what you deserve, and when you know what actual love looks like to give to yourself. You're not going to accept anything less than that. That becomes your bar. That becomes what you expect from your relationships. And that's how you welcome in the vibration of what you want your relationships to look like. If you want somebody solid, and you want somebody who takes care of themselves, and you want somebody who's honest, you have to be that first. So if you're on board and you're like, girl, I get what you're saying, but like, how the fuck do I begin this? Because I don't even know where to start. It starts with that self-love piece. And this is what I will say over and over again. I've done multiple episodes on this, and it's so important that I reiterate this, because the shit we see online and the shit we're told about self-love is so backwards and wrong, and actually ultimately keeps us stuck, and probably actually makes us feel worse, because we think that we can gain self-love by doing the certain things that we're told self-love is. But the self-love is actually crying so much that you could probably puke. That's what the actual work looks like. I know when I first started coming to the realization and getting honest with myself, because that's where this ultimately begins, is actually being honest with yourself and understanding that you are the problem, and you are the one picking the people in your life, and you are the one that has gotten you to where it is that you are. Once you can be brutally honest with yourself, that is where this begins. And when you're being that brutally honest with yourself, it's horrible because you are not going to feel great about yourself. If you can come to the realization that you're like, oh, I did this to me, that's not a pleasant thing to think about. If you're like, I'm the one who put myself in this situation, I'm the one who chose these people that were manipulative, that were narcissistic, that were horrible to me, that put me through so much pain, or I don't know, like I just wasn't feeling it and they weren't who they said they were. That's on you. And that's a real tough thing to like realize. It's horrible and it's dark and you're going to feel sick. I can promise you, it does not feel nice. So that's where you're going to begin. You're going to begin with being honest about yourself and then unpacking why it is that you've chose those people, because there is a reason that you chose them. Those reasons that you chose them are probably reasons that you thought that they could provide to you. So once you discover what those reasons were, what you thought that those people were to you, take those reasons and then give that to yourself. Anything that you thought that that person could give you that didn't actually give to you, take that, because that's something that you wanted, and start to give that to yourself. So if that's, say, more affection, how can you show up to your life and give more affection around you to the people that are in your life? Can you call them more? Can you give them hugs? Can you give yourself affection in the way of affirmations or journal entries? Any way you can give yourself some affection that way is going to help if that's what you were lacking in your last relationship, but that's still something you want. So it starts with you, and it starts with you understanding who you are and why you're making the choices you're making. And what kind of goes hand in hand with that is understanding who you thought you had to be versus who you really are. The world, our family, our surroundings, our environments teach us some crazy shit about who we think we have to be and how we show up. And a lot of the time, who we thought we had to be isn't who we actually really are. So you're competing with the thought of being somebody who you think you have to be versus being somebody who you actually are, because you want to belong. At the end of the day, everybody really wants to belong. So to show up in your relationships, I'm going to share something a little bit personal here of who I thought I had to be when I was conditioned to believe that this is how I would receive relationships and have them be good for me. And that was the idea that thinking I had to be, because of what I learned, a strong, good, mannered, pretty, like, quiet lady who didn't talk back, like, ever. I was taught from a very young age that you don't talk back. And there's times when that's called for, where I do bite my tongue and you have to respect people of certain positions. But I was also told to always smile and be pretty and, you know, be quiet. Ultimately, I was told to be quiet a lot in my life and listen. And of course, like, I'm sure I wasn't the easiest child, so my parents were probably like, be quiet. That's kind of different. But what I'm really trying to like get you to understand is that's who I was told I needed to be. And that's who I thought I had to be in order to receive relationships. And do you see why that's a problem? I thought I had to be strong and good mannered and pretty and quiet, when actually I needed to be who I actually was. And a lot of the time, those issues, like, I don't smile all the time. So that's really being inauthentic to who I actually am. I'm not always this happy, bright, inspiring, like, motivated, positive person. And that's why this self-love talk and like ideas that we get behind what self-love looks like makes me sick, because you're not always going to smile. I don't know if anyone else can relate to that, but I got so sick of hearing people tell me I have to smile. I'm like, you don't get to choose when I'm fucking happy or not. It doesn't work that way. It does not make sense to me. Also, who here has learned from their childhood that when they cried, they have to go to their room? I hope all of you can say you weren't in that position, but that is what I learned about expressing my emotions. I learned that if I was sad, I had to lock myself in my room and isolate, and I could not come downstairs until I was finished crying. And yes, again, I'm going to take ownership that I probably was problematic sometimes. I wasn't probably always the easiest child, but my feelings got disregarded a lot of the time. And I was told to go to my room every single time I was sad. And it didn't matter if it was sad over something stupid or something actually serious. And so learning that actually, like, it's fucked up because that's how I'm going to show up in my relationships. And now even being an adult and recognizing this and unpacking this stuff that I've learned about myself, I actually do know that the reason I need to isolate and be alone when I'm feeling sad is actually how I recharge now. Like, that's become something so ingrained in me that that is actually how I move forward. I have to get alone, and like, I have to be alone with my thoughts in order to process. But that wasn't always the most productive thing in my relationships thus far. So to keep this message flowing, I want you to think about what you're done doing, and that will be the next step in this process. What are you no longer doing? What behaviors are you leaving behind? And where have you played small or kept yourself stuck? Like, the ultimate message of what I'm trying to get across here, where have you let that affect you? And for sake of simplicity and to condense that question a little bit for you, I just want you to ask, who were you pretending to be who you're not pretending to be anymore? What are you done pretending with? And you guys, this could take you a couple days. This could take you a few hours. It's not just going to be something that's done in 3 minutes. So I just want you to understand that. And this is where it will get emotional for you and dark. And this is actually the self-love work that I'm talking about. It's going to be heavy. I think you can probably understand by the questions that I was asking. If you actually give yourself the time, not just the 3 minutes, and actually do this work, it's going to bring up some emotions for you, and it's not going to feel like this light, airy thing. But that being said, I do want to leave today with some more positive, actionable takeaways that do feel good. And it kind of is similar to affirmations. It's very similar to affirmations, but I do think affirmations get people stuck also. So I'm trying to go a step above that and ask a very precise question. And I want you to write all of the words that describe who you really are. So can you write about what brings you joy? Can you write about your passions, your dreams, and your values, and what it would look like to be really understood? How would that feel to you if you were actually understood? That's what I want you to write about. For me, I started this with affirmations in my journey, and it kind of was unproductive because affirmations are actually something you have to believe in order for them to work. It's not enough to just write, I want to make $1 million and call it a day, because if you actually don't believe that, it's not going to happen. And I think that's why affirmations are unproductive, especially if they're not backed by action. You can sit there all day long and write all of the things that you want to write about that make you feel good, and that is a starting point. It was a starting point for me, but since I've unpacked it, I've understood that affirmations are something that you have to believe. So I would like you to write all of the words that describe who you really are, because those are things that you can actually believe. If you're writing qualities about who you really are, then you're in belief of what that is. I'm going to leave it there. I hope you guys have a fantastic day, and I will be back next week with another episode of I'll Keep You Wild. And I do have some guests coming. I know a couple of you have asked, when's your next guest coming? And I do have a couple episodes pre-recorded. I'm just in the editing process, so hold on for that. I'm going to mention I have a couple ways you can support the podcast below, which obviously is like the best thing ever. It fills my freaking heart and it means absolute most. I actually do a little dance around the house. It's like, I get so excited. So I love to see that. Even if you guys just leave a review, that goes so far as well. And I do have an Expedia link, which, to break this down a little bit, means if you have a vacation that you're booking, if you're going somewhere on a flight, if you're going on a cruise, or you're booking a hotel, or you have plans for travel, if you use that link, I make a small commission, which is a great way to support the podcast, because that means that if you're going somewhere anyways, it's not going to cost you extra money to support me. And I am all for travel. So if you need a travel girl to hype you up, I am it. Send me a message and say like, okay, how do you travel? Where is it that you want to go? Like, I'll give you recommendations all day long. All right, I'm going to wrap it up there. I hope you guys have the best day and I will be back next week.